nice enough to join us now on his ride down to Hollywood Casino at Penn National Races for Penn Mile Night. He has 40 under back for the coach, Bill Parcells, Jeremiah Englehart. Jeremiah, Anthony, and Brittany here on the Equine Forum. Thanks for some time this morning.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good. How's the trip so far?
Well, just getting on the road now. We're going to make a pit stop at Monmouth first and then head down to Penn.
Wow, so is this a Finger Lakes Monmouth Penn trifecta today?
This is a Saratoga Springs Monmouth Penn trifecta.
Wow, that might be more impressive because you still got to get you still got to get west.
Yeah, right, well, pretty sure I know talk where a little going.
You don't. Not your first rodeo, huh?
No. I haven't spent a whole lot of time at Monmouth, but I've spent some long, cold winters at Penn National.
Well, Brittany, you had a question. How many strings do you have?
How many strings do you have? That's,
I have a string in Saratoga, Belmont, Laurel, and Finger Lakes.
Wow.
So
enough to keep you busy.
Almost as many strings as kids.
Almost. Yeah, we definitely don't want to hit that. That'd be a little too much.
40 under. He came on the scene in a big way last year, Jeremiah. He impressive winner when he took his maiden, and then it was enough. You had seen enough after the maiden win, his first time on turf, to run him right into the Pilgrim. Talk about him. Talk about his season last year and how he's come into come into this year after the second in the Woodhaven last time.
Well, he was a horse when we started with him. I actually thought he'd run very well his first time. He was working, he was working well in the morning. Kind of disappointed in that first start on the dirt, but then we worked him on the turf. Even Manny, and I think it was Maggie too. Maggie might have said something that he might be a little turfy, and so we ran him on the turf, and that maiden race at Saratoga, and he ran really well. And sometimes as young horses, you got to take advantage of your opportunities are back in a stake, and he ran just even better in the Pilgrim and felt really well about him, the way he was training in the Breeders' Cup. But I just kind of made a mistake and changed our game plan last minute and probably had him a little too close to the pace.
Yeah, and then as a lot of people like to do, you gave him some time off in the winter, and you brought him back this year, second last time out. He's had two, he's had one race on firm ground, three races on yielding ground now. This course looks to be in great condition. You'll be very happy when you get here today. Course is in great condition. He was a good second last time out. Have you noticed a lot of difference in him from two to three after that 5.5 month break?
He filled out a little bit. He was real leggy as a two-year-old, where now he's, he's got a little bit more substance to him. But he still seems like the, horse that we had last year. And, a lot of times they change from two to three, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse. But the way he's been training, he kind of gives me the feeling like, he's back at the same, same level as where he was when he left.
The return in the Woodhaven, he reverted to his old tactics, was all taken off the pace. Clint Maroon, who's turned into a nice little horse for Todd Pletcher, he'll be at Belmont today in the Pennine Ridge. He kind of just walked the dog on the front end. Were you happy with the return?
Yeah, he just, circumstances didn't allow him really to get out there like I wanted. But, he got kind of bogged down on the fence, and Todd's horse, I think, is going to be a really nice horse later on. He's a really nice horse now, but I still think there's probably even better things to come from him as the season progresses. And he just outsprinted us late. We were able to separate ourselves from the the third place horse a little bit. So I was happy with that race off the bench. I really wanted to win. I thought he was training like you know, we should win, but you know, that's horse racing. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Most of the times you lose, but you know, I was pretty happy with that race.
Four works since. Looks like you've kind of put the pedal to the metal now. Has this Penn Mile always been the plan?
No, I was actually thinking Pennine Ridge at first, but then, you know, I kind of got looking at the race, and yeah, I had talked to, you know, Todd a little bit where he was kind of leaning with his horse, and I think he was thinking Pennine Ridge. And not that I wanted to stay away from him, but I just thought it would be, you know, let's run him the mile at Penn National. Might be a little better. But then, you know, now you look at the way the race sets up, you know, Kieran, his horse is obviously a really nice horse. And, you know, hopefully there's enough pace where we can, you know, try to catch him late.
Yeah, Manny Franco will ride one this last year with Hawkish, so he's looking to become the first two-time winner of the Penn Mile. Now, you're used to celebrating the smaller tracks, right? And not just in name, but in facility. Finger Lakes grown. Four on the card tonight, really supporting the night they've built here at Penn National.
Yeah, I like what they've done with this day. I've followed it for the last you know, few years, and having a string at Laurel kind of in the Mid-Atlantic region, you know, sometimes the tracks will, you know, have races that kind of work with one another, and a couple of my horses there seem to fit that, you know, this schedule. So, you know, I thought timing-wise it worked out good for a few horses, and having the PA bred stake for Put the Glass Down might have been a little bit easier than trying a 1X on Belmont Day against older. So, you know, this, all in all, I thought timing was the main part of the, you know, why I wanted to run horses there.
I'm really excited about your three horses on the undercard, especially Home Run Maker. I remember last year when Rob and I were working for Robertino Diodoro, he ran against You're Killing Me, and I've really liked that horse ever since, been watching him. He's hooked some tough horses, but I feel like this is a good spot for him.
I hope so. His last race kind of surprised me a little bit. I know he lost, I think he lost a front shoe in that race, which probably hindered him a little, but he's always a horse. He just always shows up, and I wasn't so disappointed with the General George because it was 7/8, and I thought his best distance was 6 furlongs. Hopefully he gets you know, a good pace to run at today, and we're able to sit a nice trip and close like he's done before.
Yeah, for sure. And I see that you're bringing Vargas here. I didn't realize you guys were 34% together. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've clicked pretty well. He, you know, I think Georgie's a young upcoming rider that's got a lot of talent. You know, he's really good communicator, and I just, you know, he really responds well with the horses, and he gets along well with them. And I, you know, he's going to be one of those riders that you'll see at an elite level here probably pretty soon.
Talking with trainer Jeremiah Engelhardt, he has 40 under in the Grade 2 Penn Mile tonight here at Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Four horses in all on the 12 race card. What's it like training for Bill Parcells, Maya?
Most of the time I feel like one of his players. I can imagine what some of those practices were like. I know I'm in trouble if he calls me by my last name. You know, one of these days I was talking to
him. Does he do that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll, you know, he doesn't have his whistle with him in the mornings, but, you know, given the opportunity, probably would. He's actually, I mean, he's been really, really good. You know, we've kind of clicked, you know, ever from the start a couple years ago, and he's putting all of his chips into the table. He's all in on, he wants nice horses, and, you know, this game is where he gets his competition Phil and, you know, his excitement and last year's win with 40 in Saratoga and being with him there was really exciting. And hopefully there's more to come. I was talking to his grandson yesterday, and I said, you know, it'd be a good idea one of these days if we won a big race, or if I dumped the Gatorade on him. I think that would be a good, like, you know, thing to do. So I'm gonna have to try to hide a bucket of Gatorade somewhere.
Maybe just a 20-ounce bottle.
Yeah.
I got to get the yellow security coat on like Harry Carson did, and go, like, you know, sneak behind, like, maybe section C31, make a little zigzag behind Al Gold and Lou from Nove, and then, you know, surprise him with the full bucket shot.
Well, you've put way too much thought into this, my friend.
Well, you don't, I mean, Anthony, you got to be a Giants fan, no? Or Jets, probably Jets.
I'm not really a football guy, but if you put a gun to my head, I'd be for the Giants. I guess there's not much else to do on the drive from Saratoga to Monmouth to Penn National. You got to think of these things.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of stuff that goes through my mind all the time.
Do you have a cooler ready? For today?
He's not making the trip to Penn tonight. His daughter is, so I'm going to meet. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the first time I meet her, if I dump the Gatorade on her, if that would be a good idea. I might have to wait till the second time out.
Yeah, maybe.
That's probably a better idea.
Maybe,
all right, well,
maybe
get
the
here
right
safe.
Time to do it be in Saratoga. Because he likes.
Yeah, that's probably the safest. Nobody cares what happens in Saratoga.
Yeah, I might want to stay away from him for a few days afterwards, but I think it'd be a good idea.
I bet you if you did it after the Travers, I don't think he'd mind too much.
Yeah, I definitely don't. I want to do it later than, like, the first couple races. Maybe later in the day, maybe when he's getting ready to walk out.
Well, hey, listen, maybe the Hall of Fame or the second leg of the Turf Trinity, if 40 takes you there. So there you go.
Point,
all right, Maya, get here safe.
I might
thanks.
Do it after retirement race.
Well, thanks for some time this morning, my man. Get here safe. Trainer Jeremiah Englehart, he has 40 under in the Penn Mile tonight. Three others on the undercard. We'll see you tonight, bud.
All right, guys. Have a great day, and see you later.